The fog is low on the morning fields, and the village bells are ringing. The voices of the birds I know so well will soon be singing. I stand in the door on the floor that's worn out my shoes, and dream of a place I can live the life I choose. I've heard tales of lands and people across the sea, and I know that beyond these hills is a kingdom meant for me. I've been living the life of a child, seeking approval and reward, others to make my decisions and my future unexplored. But this aching inside is a voice I can't dismiss. If I don't want to spend my life wondering what I've missed, the time has come for self-responsibility. Time to take my chances to the kingdom meant for me. I know these fields and houses, every alley and every lane. They've told me who I am and tied me to my name. But I know that there'll be more than this. If I shake off these reins and follow my curiosity, it's hard to believe in what I cannot see. But I must believe if I'm going to find the kingdom meant for me. Will I manage a change in seasons? Will I wither or be reborn? Will my offerings be outcast? My resolve be outworn? Will I have the strength to answer when my demons call? Will solitude devour me? Will someone help me if I fall? When the night is black, will I be able to see? I'm on the road to disaster or to the kingdom meant for me. The bells have all stopped ringing, and the workers are in the fields. The fog has finally lifted, and the horizon has been revealed. I don't know if I'll be back this way again, but there's a part of me here that will always remain. The sun is warm and shining above the trees, and it's high time I departed to the kingdom meant.